While you're sitting there backed up to the fire, we have some news for you, if you like.
Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, 12, there's some pretty good football games on tap for today in the college ranks. Ohio State and Michigan tangle in a Big Ten game. The Buckeyes are favored to win and retain their number one rating. If Ohio State does win and retain its number one ranking, it will be the sixth time in modern football history that a team has won the title 2 years in a row. In other games, UCL is favored over Southern Cal. Purdue is favored over Indiana. Oklahoma is a choice over Nebraska. And TCU should beat Rice. Princeton plays Dartmouth, and Washington beats Washington State, and we're not guessing on the outcome of any of those. Texas University is open, and they're looking towards Texas A&M on Thanksgiving. Houston is picked over a tough Wyoming team. We'll keep you posted on the games that are going on this afternoon. Texas is now accepting ticket orders for the Cotton Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. The winner of the Texas-Arkansas game on December 6th goes to the Cotton Bowl to face the Fighting Irish, and the loser will play Mississippi in the Sugar Bowl at New Orleans. Willie McCovery of the San Francisco Giants beat out Tom Seaver of the Mets for the National League's Most Valuable Player Award. The big game in pro ball on Sunday is the Dallas Cowboys against the Los Angeles Rams. The Oilers will be playing the Miami Dolphins down in Florida. Meanwhile, the Oilers report that linebacker Ed Watson has been placed on waivers to make room for Woody Campbell. A Delta launch vehicle has placed Britain's first communication satellite into an orbit from Cape Kennedy. It's called Skynet. Now in an elliptical orbit, the satellite will be placed into a synchronous orbit of 22,300 miles on Sunday. Ending world and national news headlines. The Senate has rejected the nomination of Judge Clement Haynsworth by a 55-45 vote. Henry Cabot Lodge has resigned as ambassador to the Paris peace talks. And Charles de Gaulle is 79 today. All three Apollo 12 wives wowed the news media yesterday as they paraded out of the Conrad House in stunning white suit pants. They each carried a sign which said, "Proud, thrilled, and happy." A family activity will be rather restricted this weekend. Dick, Barbara will attend Mass this Sunday, or this morning at 8:30. And Al, Sue will attend a luncheon today at the Lakewood Yacht Club, and will visit Mission Control this afternoon at about 3 p.m. Pete and Jane will be going shopping today for Chris's birthday present. She is also scheduled to go to the Yacht Club for the luncheon. On Sunday after church, they plan to go on a picnic at Cloverfield with the Royces. Your father-in-law is expected to arrive here sometime Sunday and will remain till after splashdown.
Hi, kid.
Welcome.
Next time we have Bill's Huskies, get after those Cougars today.
We'll do it, Nick. It's been about 5 hours now since you started accelerating back towards the Earth.
Good.
Roger, Ed, and I have us at 15.97 degrees north. At 91.62 degrees east.
Roger, Dick.
And I have us at 174,480 miles out to north, traveling at 3,150 feet per second. And our entry angle to the Earth at this time is minus has 78.11 degrees.
Check, sounds good. They're all right on.